It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Well, good afternoon and welcome inside Bearcat Arena. Another great afternoon of MIAA basketball coming at you here on the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Tritton alongside John Coffey for today's broadcast. Karen Lawrence, today's studio engineer. And we have the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team, 8-13 overall, 3-11 in the MIAA, taking on Washburn this afternoon. The Ichabods come in 15-8 overall, 8-6 in conference play. And John, we're starting to wind down the second to last homestand, wrapping up here this afternoon. Washburn has already punched their ticket into the MIAA tournament. The Bearcats currently holding on to that last seed right now, a chance to really boost themselves up with a big win today. And this would be a big one going against the Washburn program that, not at the top of the MIAA right now, but historically a very good basketball program.
They've won a national title, and again, they've been one of the top teams in the nation and the conference for years and years. This year, struggling a little bit at 15-8 overall, and just 8-5 in the MIAA, and tied for sixth in the conference standings, which is a little bit uncharacteristic of where you normally see this Ichabod women's basketball team. But they have all the parts out there, and Northwest is going to have to play well to come up with a win.
They are led by Ron McHenry. He is 404-116 all-time, and you mentioned the 2005 national champs. This will be a tough one for Northwest to be able to come in and pull out a victory. But if you look at it over the season, when the Bearcats have a poor shooting performance, they bounce back in a big way. They had that against Emporia State just on Wednesday evening. But, you know, you look at it, just recently, the UNK ball game, they lost that one, shot 36% from the field in that ball game. Came back the next ball game, knocked off Fort Hays State, shooting 54% from the field, and that upset. They seem to bounce back really well after a tough setback. I'm hoping that kind of rolls over today, too.
And traditionally, here in the last month or so, they played much better on Saturdays than what they have on Wednesday, so hopefully that will carry over. And again, when you go back to the success they had against Fort Hays State, the big key in that game was they got off to a great start and really never let up the rest of the way. So when you look at the way these two teams match up as well, I think a good start is going to be key for Northwest.
Bearcats led by the MIAA's leading scorer, also got a career high out of a sophomore guard on Wednesday evening. We'll tell you more about that and dive more into Washburn as well when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Thrive Bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart, Chad Peterson, Jesse, Maggie Wilson, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jordy Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Ellinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Bearcat Game Day, underwritten by the J.L. Houston Company.
Well, Northwest hosting Washburn here this afternoon, an MIAA matchup here on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcats have won 3 of their last 7 ball games, trying to bounce back, but it won't be easy today going against Washburn. Bearcats 10-52 all-time against Washburn, and they have lost 8 straight to the Ichabods. It's not easy, but you see what Aubrey Benson did against Emporia State the other night. 24 points, a new career high for her. She's just a sophomore. She's growing, and Coach Shield talked a little bit earlier, hoping that she continues to take that next step and double down that big game.
I think the big key for Aubrey is just to maintain focus throughout the game. Once she has that focus, gets out there and gets those drives to the bucket and finishes us off with layups. There's only very few players or very few teams in the MIAA that can match up with her. Sometimes she loses a little bit of focus and will commit a turnover or two that's really an unforced type of turnover, and then that kind of snowballs on her just a little bit, and it's hard for her to get that focus back. But when she's focused in, she's as good as anybody in the MIAA.
Jasmine Howe, also one of the top Bearcats scorers. She had just 11 points the other night against Emporia State. Tawny Meyer, 10. But if those two can get back and get going, it can be a very potent offensive attack for Northwest. Meanwhile, for Washburn, they come in with 3 different scorers that reach the double digits. And really, outside of their starting 5, there's not too much depth in this Washburn team. So the Bearcats can wear them down a little bit. There's a chink in the armor for the Ichabods.
And that's the biggest difference between Washburn this year and past years when they've been up at the top of the conference. They've been able to run 8, 9 players out there, sometimes 10 deep, and really press, run that transition offense and just wear you down that way. And they're just unable to do that this season.
Bearcats looking for their 9th win of the season, a chance to really engulf themselves here in this MIAA tournament race. We're going to go ahead and take a break, but when we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Buck Scheel. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. And also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, Missouri, manufacturer of steel tanks for storing petroleum products, chemicals, and solutions. More information about Houston's products is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Let's go, let's go, let's play!
Bearcat Game Day, supported by the J.L. Houston Company.
Northwest Missouri State women's basketball back home this afternoon, taking on Washburn, 1:30 tip-off. Now sitting down with the head coach of the girls' basketball team, Buck Scheel. Coach, heading into it, taking on Washburn, a team that's been very good over the years, but definitely a team that's fighting for MIAA tournament position, but a game you can come out and get a win tonight.
Yeah, they're a pretty tough team with their with what they run. You know, they're very post-oriented. Got a real athletic, aggressive player inside, and plus they've got some kids that can shoot the ball and put it on the floor a little bit. And you know, their record, I guess, isn't as lopsided as it usually is, but they've been in a lot of games, they've had a lot of teams beat, and have let some things slip away. And on the other end of that, they've come back from behind several times. And so, you know, I would expect a very, very, you know, aggressive team to come out and probably be really aggressive throughout the entire four quarters.
We were talking a few minutes ago just about how big bench play can be in this game. We've seen the Northwest bench come up with some big minutes, some big points in some games as well. Washburn, typically not so much. This is one where you obviously want to keep that trend going for them.
Yeah, I think for us, you know, it's going to be crucial that when we get some subs in there that we have positive production. We got to be able to, you know, step in and pick up those minutes and knock down some shots out on the perimeter and inside. Just have a good positive presence and nothing negative. For them, you know, hopefully we can kind of dig into their bench a little bit, but sometimes that's easier said than done. And so, you know, for us, we just have to make sure that we're, you know, taking care of ourselves, you know, carrying out our game plan defensively, being aggressive, having good effort on offense, and just, you know, playing inspired, which is one thing I think we missed out earlier on this week. And so, you know, I'm hoping we were kind of saving all that up for today.
Wednesday was a tough loss to a good Emporia State team, but throughout the year, if you have one bad shooting night, you bounce back really well the next, and that was impressive also. Early in the year, shoot 36% against UNK, and then 54% an upset win over Fort Hays. Where does that resiliency come from to bounce back so quick?
Well, I think for some of them, and you know, especially our shooters, they, you know, they kind of get upset with themselves after those performances, and you know, I could tell that just the next day at practice and after practice with, you know, some extra time that was being put in before and after since Wednesday night, just to, I guess, kind of get their head straight and things going into today's game. And so, you know, I hope we can't do any worse than what we did on Wednesday and just, you know, come out with that confidence like we've shown in the past and just play consistent. That's going to be the biggest thing for us tonight.
Career night for Aubrey Benson on Wednesday as well. How does she take that next step to continue becoming a complete basketball player here?
Well, I think for her it's important that she can back a good game up with another good game. You know, she's had several good games throughout the season, but then hasn't been overly consistent, which is, you know, kind of a direct reflection of how we've played as a team, where we've had some really good games and then not able to back that up a second time. And so I really hope today she just comes out and just plays, not thinking like she, you know, has to try to do everything and just let things happen naturally. And, you know, for her to play like that Wednesday night against one of the better teams in the conference, I hope was a, you know, kind of a big confidence booster for her. And, you know, hopefully that will carry over to today.
All right, Coach. Appreciate your time. Good luck.
Thank you.
It's Buck Shield, Northwest Missouri State women's basketball coach. They're taking on Washburn this afternoon at 1:30. We'll take a quick break and be back with the starters here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore. The bookstore located inside the J.W. Jones Student Union is open Monday through Friday and offers Bearcat apparel for men, women, and children. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker in Trenton and Chillicothe. With their full line of Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC cars and trucks, the professionals at Barnes Baker in Chillicothe have been serving their customers' automotive needs for 82 years. More at barnesbaker.com. Support also comes from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com.
Support for today's game comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More information at 562-4657. And from the city of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and the newly opened Watson 9 Junior Course. More on Mazingo's golf offerings is at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Also from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Bearcat Game Day, underwritten by the J.L. Houston Company.
Well, the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team with a chance to take a step closer to the MIAA tournament here this afternoon with the win over Washburn. Bearcats and Ichabods meeting up here at 1:30 this afternoon. Bearcats come in 8-13 overall, 3-11 in the MIAA. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starters today for the Bearcats. Starting for Northwest, a 5'10" junior forward out of Sioux City, Iowa, Tanya Meyer. Tanya comes into the ballgame after 10 points, 7 rebounds against Emporia State on Wednesday, but for the season she's averaging 20 points and 10 rebounds per game, those both tops in the MIAA. Also for Northwest, the 5'9" sophomore guard from Omaha, Nebraska, Aubrey Benson. Aubrey coming off a career high 24 points against Emporia State on Wednesday. She's averaging 10 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 assists per ball game, and she started every game for Northwest so far this season. Also back in the starting lineup for the Bearcats, 6-foot sophomore forward from Arcadia, Iowa, Maria Dentlinger. Maria averaging 3 points, 3 rebounds per game. Also 5'7" sophomore guard from Tabor, Iowa, Macy Williams. Macy, rough night, got into foul trouble early, only played 13 minutes against number 11 Emporia State on Wednesday, but for the season, 7 points per game, also 2.5 rebounds and 4 assists. In the MIAA, she's actually 5th in assists per ball game. And rounding out the Northwest starting five, a 5-foot-inch senior guard from Millicent, Australia, and transfer in from Marshalltown Community College, Jasmine Howe. Jasmine averaging 14 points and 5 rebounds per game, also shooting 45% beyond the three-point line so far this season. Bearcats also lead the MIAA, shooting 39% from beyond the arc in the year. For Washburn, they come into the ballgame 15-8 overall, 8-6 in MIAA play. They're coming off a win over Missouri Western on Wednesday, a 57-55 win there in St. Joseph. In the starting lineup today for the Ichabod, the 6'1" senior forward from Lee Summit, Missouri, and a transfer in from Northern Iowa, Aaron Donalek. Donalek averaging 9.4 points and 4.4 rebounds per game, though she had just 3 points against Missouri Western on Wednesday. Also in the starting lineup, a 5'10" senior guard from Topeka, Kansas. Another transfer into this Washburn program, this time from Tulsa. It's Erica Lane. Lane is third on the team in scoring with 10 points per game, also 5 rebounds per ballgame as well. She started 22 of 23 ballgames this season. Also in the lineup today for WU is freshman from Holyrood, Kansas, Reagan Phelan, the 5'6" guard, averaging 9.7 points and 3.2 rebounds, as well as 3 assists per ball game. She's coming off a 13-point night against Missouri Western just the other evening as well. She also has sisters playing over at Barton Community College and one at Colby Community College there in Kansas as well, so pretty basketball-oriented family there for Reagan Phelan. Also in the starting lineup today for Emporia State, a 5'11" senior guard from Wichita, Kansas, Jerrion Brown. Brown averaging 11 points and 4 rebounds per ball game. She's coming off a 13-point performance in St. Joseph on Wednesday. And rounding out the starting five for Washburn, a 6'2" senior forward from Derby, Kansas, Alexis Bowens. Bowens had a 22-point performance against Missouri Western the other night, leading Washburn to that win. She shot 8 of 16 from the field in that ball game. For the year, she's averaging 11.6 points and 7.2 rebounds per contest, and she shoots 57% from the field on the year. Overall for Washburn, they average 66 points per game and shoot 43% from the field. This team not too deep as far as the start as it goes beyond the starters. They get 80% of their scoring from the starting five. After that, not a whole lot coming from the bench. Their bench leading scorer, just 3 points per game from Michaela Vargo. Let's look at the starting lineups here for Washburn and Northwest Missouri State this afternoon. These two teams getting ready to square off here at Bearcat Arena. Only one more homestand left for Northwest Missouri State after this game wraps up. The Bearcats will go on the road to Pittsburgh State, Missouri Southern next week, and then we'll return home February 23rd for Lindenwood, and then February 25th for Lincoln. So only a few more chances to come out and see your Bearcats here this season. We're getting set for the tip-off here from Bearcat Arena. We'll go ahead and step aside for a quick break, and when we return, we will get underway. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com. And from Maryville Daily Forum. In print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com, the Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 562-2424. And support also comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at PizzaHut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. And also from MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 524 North Walnut in Cameron.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Campus Dining. Their staff provides full catering services for weddings, family reunions, and private events across the Bearcat Nation. More information is available at nwcampusdining.com. And from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, celebrating 125 years of insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. Support also comes from Bram Danfield Funeral Home in Maryville, located at 206 East South Hills Drive. Director Jeff Bram provides families with pre-arrangements, burials, and cremation services. More information is available at bramfuneralhome.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there's no practice fields in farming. More at millendinsdaleseed.com.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting his ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Bearcat Arena is starting to fill up here on the Northwest Missouri State campus as the Bearcats taking on Washburn here this afternoon. I'm Matt Tritton with John Coffey for today's ball game. We owe you a station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Starting lineups getting announced here in Bearcat Arena. Northwest hoping to get another big win here this afternoon. Spring sports also underway already too. John, baseball playing later this afternoon. And one game already wrapped up for the Northwest softball team. They dropped a 1-0 decision to Harding earlier today. But, man, it's nice outside. It feels like spring sport weather.
Oh, yeah. The baseball team could be playing right here in town instead of down in Arkansas this weekend. But, boy, what a great start they're off to. You look at Bearcat football, men's basketball, men's sports right now. Doing very well, and the baseball team off to a good start early on. Obviously, a lot of baseball left to be played, but you couldn't ask for a better start than the baseball team's had.
Already suffered one loss for softball, but what do you say? Would you go ahead and go undefeated the rest of the day here with women's basketball, men's basketball, and some softball and baseball here this afternoon coming up as well. Well, Northwest and Washburn getting set to go. Northwest comes out in their home white jerseys and shorts. Letters and numerals in green, while Washburn comes out in their road navy blue jerseys and shorts with numbers and letters in white. We are getting set for basketball here. It'll be Alexis Bones for Washburn going up against Maria Dittlinger for Northwest for this opening tip. And Bowens wins the tip, and she gets the ball out to Reagan Phelan for Washburn. And we are underway. It is Erica Lane with the right side. Gets it inside to Alexis Bowens working on Tanya Meyer. Nice little post move. Kind of fades away. Shot off the mark. Rebound comes down to Tanya Meyer in Northwest with their first offensive possession. Coach Shield talked pregame. Watch out for these post players for Washburn. They're very good. Good move there for Bowens. The ball just would not go in. So Northwest, chance to take an early lead here against the Ichabods. Jasmine Howe with it out front. Dribbles right side, gives it off to Aubrey Benson. Benson working on Erica Lane, gives that now Tawny Meyer in the lane. She goes up, off the glass, the ball falls in. But it is not going to count. Looked like she walked with that one first. So an early turnover on Northwest, but good aggression there for her just to go right to the bucket.
Yeah, it was. Again, she was defended very well and is still able to get that shot up and in, but unfortunately gets caught for the travel. I think one area today that Northwest needs to work on is their defensive boards. Up to about a week ago, they've really been seeing improvement in that aspect of things, but then they kind of slid backwards the last couple ball games, and the results have turned into a couple of losses. But if they can continue to do well on the boards, that could help them out this afternoon.
Moving screen on Alexis Bowens. That'll give the ball back to Northwest Missouri State. The first foul of the ball game on Washburn. Northwest did struggle, giving up a lot of offensive rebounds to Emporia State just the other night, so see if they can work on that. Here the Bearcats with the ball, though. Jasmine now long three-pointer, knocks it down. That was deep, still had a hand in her face from Jerrion Brown, but Jasmine now knocks down the three-pointer, and Northwest takes the early lead. We saw earlier in the year, we talked about that UNK transition to Fort Hays after a loss. It started with Jasmine Howe with a big shot to lead to that win over Fort Hays. There, Howe with a big three-pointer. Now a miss on the other end for Washburn. Tawny Meyer comes down with the rebound. The Bearcats with the ball. Benson off a screen, driving left, goes up left block. Layup no good. Rebound comes down to Bowens. She gives it off to Phelan. Phelan pushes it ahead to Erica Lane. Now hands it back off to Phelan. Looks inside. Now goes right side for Lane. She'll back up a little bit, get a screen to her left from Alexis Bowens. Now goes right side to Aaron Donalick. Donalick, step back, three-pointer off the rim, no good. And it trickles out of bounds. It'll go back to Northwest. So the Bearcats play well defensively early on against Emporia State. The intensity was there, but they just couldn't get any shots to fall. And eventually things kind of fell apart for them. But seeing good defense here early, as shots fell already, feel like the offense picks up. They can really get something going.
And hopefully they can build off the good crowd that's coming in as well.
Tawny Meyer with it, left wing, hands it off now for Aubrey Benson. Benson, couple dribbles, now back to Meyer. She'll take a three-pointer as well. That one around the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Alexis Bowen. She hands it off to Phelan, and back comes Washburn, trailing 3-0, less than 8 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. Jerrion Bowen with it, goes right side now to Erica Lane, back up top between the circles to Phelan. Now back right side to Lane. Now Donalick with it, and left side for Jerrion Bowen. Bowen, kick out, Phelan, she'll take a three-pointer. That one too strong. Good box up by Dittlinger. She pulls down the rebound. She had good position there on Aaron Donalick. Scooped it up. The Northwest, another possession. We are nearly 3 minutes into this ballgame. The Bearcats with a 3-0 lead. Right side, Macy Williams looking inside for Tawny Meyer. She'll dribble top of the key. Now left wing, Aubrey Benson. She'll take a three-pointer. That one a little bit too strong. Offensive rebound, Tawny Meyer goes right back up and knocks down the jumper. Tanya fighting through a couple of Washburn players to get that rebound and put that shot back up, and she gets her first bucket of the ball game after an offensive board. 5-0 Bearcats here. Donalick with it left side. We have an offensive foul coming up once again on Washburn. This one's going to be on Bowens as well. That's her second personal foul. And she had 22 points the other night against Missouri West, and she's Washburn's leading scorer, and she's taken a seat just over 3 minutes into this ballgame.
Huge foul there. Bowens that time just kind of got caught with a little bit of push-off, trying to do a little pick-and-roll action there, and it resulted in her being wide open going down the lane to receive that pass. But again, official right there to make the call before she even made that move down the lane.
City Demosthene comes in for Bowens, and Northwest with it now. 6:36 to play in the first quarter, up 5-0. Macy Williams has it right wing. Little crossover, dribbles the free throw line. Now back out to Howe. Inside 10 on the shot clock. Left wing, Williams. She'll drive into the paint. Little pump fake goes up with the shot. She gets fouled. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. This foul coming up on Aaron Donalick. Third team foul on Washburn. And a good move there by Macy of driving in. Little pump fake and getting aggressive, taking to the rim.
So far, I like the focus Northwest has had in this game.
First free throw from Macy's good. She had just 1 point and two rebounds in 13 minutes against Emporia State, and foul trouble kind of got in her way, but hopefully making the most of this one today. Second free throw on the way, no good. Rebound comes down to Demosthene. Well, here comes Washburn back to the way, failing all the way to the hoop. She gets fouled by Macy Williams, a little bump on her way up, so now it'll be Phelan going to the free throw line, chance to shoot two. Little struggles here early on for Washburn offensively, not getting into a groove. So Reagan Phelan, a 5'6" freshman, took that one coast to coast and got fouled, but her first free throw is off the mark. And that was the first foul on Macy Williams, so she'll check out of the ballgame. A good first few minutes for her, but Mallory McAndrews is in the ballgame now. Second free throw is good from Phelan. Washburn's on the board, but they're trailing 6-1 with 6:14 to play here in the opening period. Benson walks across midcourt, now goes between the circles left side for Jasmine Howe. Howe back left side to Mallory McAndrews. She'll take a three-pointer. That one off the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Jerry and Bowen. And a foul coming up on the rebound attempt for Tanya Meyer. That'll be Tanya's first personal. Bearcats getting some open looks from three here early on. But so far, just Jasmine Howe, the only one to hit.
Number five, Carly Wilhelmy.
Now Tanya will take a seat as Carly Wilhelmy checks in for her first minutes. And Reagan Phelan will bring it up for Washburn. She has it right side between the circles. Now it goes over to Erica Lane. Lane gets in. A little 10-foot jump shot. Spins around. No good. Demosthene gets the offensive board. She can't hit. And Carly Wilhelmy battling inside. Pulls down the rebound and clears it out for Northwest. Demosthene, a 6'3" senior from Paris, France. Transferred in from Northwest. Technical call is not getting a ton of minutes. She got a big body inside. Couldn't finish there. Here Wilhelmy with it in the post now for Northwest. Goes out between the circles to Howe. Howe thinking about a three-pointer. Hands it off for Benson. Benson gets a screen. She'll take a three now. Knocks it down. Aubrey hits her first bucket of the ball game.
Aubrey Benson.
She doesn't take a ton of three-pointers, but that is her 10th three-point make of the season. Northwest is leading Washburn 9-1 right now, just about 5 minutes into the ball game. Erica Lane with it between the circles. Now goes right side for Jerry and Bowen. Bowen guarded by Howe. Nearly throws it away. Phelan pulls it in. Puts up a three-pointer and hits. Reagan Phelan. All four of Washburn's points here early on. They're trailing 9-4. Ichabod's 15-8 overall, 8-6 in the MIAA. Just got a big win over Missouri Western in St. Joseph on Wednesday. Bearcats trying to make sure they don't put back-to-back wins together here. Jasmine Howe with it, top of the key, nearly shoots a three. Instead, she takes a dribble to her left, step back. She'll take the three that time. Rebound comes off to Demosthene. And Phelan pushing it back the other way for Washburn. Demosthene all the way to the hoop once again. Little contact, can't hit. And Carly Wilhelmy pulls down the rebound, gives it off to Benson. Benson pushing it back the other way for Northwest. All the way into the paint, to the bucket, gets fouled. Aubrey will go to the line, chance to shoot two.
Again, very few teams can match up with Aubrey with that drive to the bucket. This time it didn't result in a layup, but she was able to get fouled and will get to the free throw line after a timeout.
4:15 to play in the first quarter. Northwest is leading Washburn 9-4. We'll go ahead and take a 90-second timeout. Be back with more here from Bearcat Arena. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Right Bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com, or at any of their 8 locations.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, Missouri, manufacturer of steel tanks for storing petroleum products, chemicals, and solutions. More information about Houston's products is available at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Well, Benson misses the free throw out of the timeout. Northwest still leading 9-4. Second free throw on the way for Benson. 4:15 to play here in the opening quarter. Second one on the way is good. Aubrey, 4 early points here for Northwest as they are leading Washburn 10-4. Bearcats have lost 8 straight to the Ichabods. Trying to snap that skid today. Jerrion Bowen with it. Drives right side. Kick out for Donalick. She'll take a 3-pointer. Knocks it down. Erin Donalick hits her first shot of the ball game. She has 3 points. It's now a 10-7 Northwest lead.
Just their second field goal of the game.
Benson brings it up. Goes right side to Dittlinger. Now on the right wing, McAndrews. Off a screen. Dribbles top of the key. Hands it off for Jasmine Howe. Howe gets a screen from Wilhelmy. To the elbow. Now back out to Benson. 10 on the shot clock. Screen coming from Dittlinger and Wilhelmy. Benson drives left side. Kick out. McAndrews. She'll put up a 3-pointer. She hits. With 5 on the shot clock, Mallory McAndrews hits, and she has her first points of the ball game. She felt scoreless the other night against Emporia State and just could not get any shots to fall. Didn't look comfortable, but a big one there to make it a 13-7 Northwest lead. Now DeMostine has her shot blocked by Wilhelmy. Goes out of bounds, and he'll stay here with Washburn. 19 on the shot clock, 3:16 on the game clock here in the first quarter. Bearcats leading 13-7. Inbound from Lane comes into Bowen, puts up a 3-pointer around the cylinder and out. Wilhelmy pulls down another rebound, and she clears it out to Aubrey Benson. Wilhelmy in there playing after Tawny Meyer got an early foul in the ballgame, and Wilhelmy doing a good job on the boards. Left wing, Howe gets a screen from Dittlinger, puts up the 3-pointer, but an offensive foul coming up on Maria Dittlinger. That one a pretty obvious moving screen there, a little bit of a push, and that hurts because Jasmine was wide open and knocked down the 3.
And the unfortunate thing, too, you're not going to get away with that type of screen right in front of one of the officials, so they had a good view of it and made the proper call.
3 team fouls on the Bearcats, 4 on Washburn here in the first quarter. Erica Lane with it, top of the key, goes right side for Phelan. Phelan looking inside, now cross-court pass to Jerrion Bowen. She goes in baseline, tough shot, no good, gets her on the rebound, goes back up, and she gets fouled. Good baseline drive by Jerrion Bowen. Couldn't hit, but she gets fouled by Carly Wilhelmy. Now 4 team fouls on Northwest. And that's 3 different post players for the Bearcats with fouls early on, and Dittlinger, Wilhelmy, and Meyer, who's on the bench right now. First free throw from Bowen is good.
Hopefully that's something that's not going to come back to hurt Northwest late in this ballgame.
And the second free throw is good as well. 13-9 now. Northwest still in front. Got the first points of the ball game on a Jasmine now 3-pointer. They've led this whole period so far. Benson top the key working on Erica Lane. Gets into the paint. Kicks out. Dittlinger 3-pointer. That one a little bit short, and the rebound comes down to DeMostine. She gives off to Phelan. Reagan Phelan pushing it back the other way for Washburn. All the way into left block. Now she'll bring it out beyond the 3-point line. Finds a cutting Erica Lane right back to Phelan. Pump fake. Drives in into the paint. Blocked by Wilhelmy, but a foul coming up. Whew. Looked like all balls from here, but the foul coming up on Carly Wilhelmy will be her second personal. I think I say it was McAndrews coming up from behind with the bump.
Yeah, I think the part you saw and I saw too, it looked like Wilhelmy did have a clean block, but unfortunately it was a help side defense where the foul was committed.
And Phelan knocks down the free throw. She has 5 of the 10 Washburn points here in the first quarter. And the second one is good as well. 74% free throw shooter of the year has hit 3 of 4 free throws here in this first quarter. It's 13-11, Northwest in front. Benson brings it up, starts to drive, kicks it out to McAndrews. Nearly throws it away, but she scoops it up. Now gets it out between the circles to Jasmine Howe. Howe back out to McAndrews. Looking inside to Wilhelmy. Bounce pass in. Work on to DeMostine. Takes a dribble. Kicks it back out. McAndrews takes the long 3-pointer. Off the front of the rim. No good. Phelan has the long rebound and pushes it back for Washburn. Hands off now to Erica Lane. And to Donalick in the corner. For 3. And she hits nothing but net for Erin Donalick. She's hit a pair of 3-pointers at Washburn with their first lead of the ballgame. 14-13. Northwest looking for an answer. Benson starts to drive in, loses control of the ball. Loose ball. Ganders dives on the floor for it. Howe comes up with it, and a foul coming out near midcourt on Jerrion Bowen. Playing tight on Jasmine Howe. She got that loose ball from McAndrews. A little bump. So that is a second personal foul on Jerrion Bowen, a starter here for Washburn. Looks like she'll check out here in just a moment as Jasmine Howe will shoot a pair of free throws. First one is good. Bowen sits down as Michaela Vargo comes into the ballgame. And Alexis Schaaf checks in for Maria Dentlinger. 14-14 after that first free throw. Jasmine Howe, 87% free throw shooter on the year. Second one on the way is good. Bearcats back in front, 15-14. Donnelly guarded by Schaaf near top of the key, looking inside. Now goes left wing for Phelan. Phelan finds Lane coming off a screen. She curls around, gets into the paint. Little 10-foot jump shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Benson. Less than a minute to play here in the opening quarter. Bearcats trying to expand on their one-point lead. Schaaf with it left wing, getting her first minutes of the ballgame. Hands off now to Jasmine Howe. Howe takes the long three-pointer. Nothing but net. Had a screen to her right, thought about it, instead just put the three-pointer up. She has 8 first-quarter points. 18-14, the Northwest lead. Phelan with it between the circles. Now left side for Donnelly. Back up top to Erica Lane, guarded by Benson. Right side for Vargo. Goes right back to Phelan. She'll drive in. Baseline wide open. She beat McAndrews and didn't have help. Slide down. Easy bucket there for Reagan Phelan. And it's now a two-point lead for Northwest. 10 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Benson walks it up for Northwest. Guarded by Erica Lane. Gets a screen to her left from Carly Wilhelmy. Now kick out. McAndrews, three-pointer, knocks it down. As the buzzer sounds, Northwest takes a 21-16 lead into the second quarter. Big first quarter of play there for the Bearcats to grab that lead. And hoping to knock off Washburn here and end an 8-game skid against the Ichabods. We'll go ahead and take a timeout, and when we return, we will have the second quarter of action. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prairie House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
The Bearcats carry a 21-16 lead over Washburn here into the second quarter. Ichabod's battle back, took a 14-13 lead, but Northwest finished strong, including a three-pointer from Mallory McAndrews with 1 second remaining there in the first quarter to open up this five-point lead.
Northwest shooting the ball well from the field, but a couple stats that stand out for me right now is they're holding their own rebounding-wise with Washburn, and also only 2 turnovers out of the first quarter.
Benson right wing hands it off for Schaaf. She'll dribble back around. Give it up to Macy Williams back in the ballgame now. Over McAndrews' left side, looks inside to Tanya Meyer. Now tries to find Tanya. She slides the other way, and it goes right to Aaron Donnelly for Washburn. So another turnover there on Northwest. Their third of the day. Reagan Phelan with it between the circles. 30 seconds into the second period. Northwest up by 5. Erica Lane dribbles in to the left elbow. Now they get it out around to Vargo. Vargo back up to DeMosti. Now to Phelan. She gets a screen, puts up a three-pointer, too strong. Rebound comes down to Benson. And a foul coming up here on Erica Lane. Good job of Aubrey Benson boxing out Lane there and kind of reached over her after she had to grab the board. And first personal on Lane and first team foul of the quarter.
Not only a good job by Benson blocking out, but there are about 3 Bearcats inside that did a great job as well. So the only team that had an opportunity to rebound that trip down was the Bearcats, and also resulted in a foul on Washburn.
Benson finds a wide open Tanya Meyer, goes up, gets fouled. So Tanya will go to the free throw line. Just the other day against Emporia, we saw the Bearcats struggle to box out a very aggressive Emporia team early on. They're doing that really well. We also saw Benson and Meyer try to hook up multiple times. Whether the pass was off or the catch wasn't there, they couldn't quite hook up. Well, there we see them hook make that play as Meyer hits her first free throw. So Northwest already playing a little more focused. They look a little more in the groove today.
Yeah, really sharp running their offense, and it's resulted in percentage shots not only inside but out on the perimeter, and Cats taking advantage of it.
Both free throws good. It's now a seven-point lead. Meyer with 4 points here. Lane with it, left wing, guarded by Benson. Gets it up top to Charisma Alexander, getting her first minute of the ballgame. Now to Vargo. Up top to Donlick, and she gives it off now to Reagan Phelan. Phelan looking inside to Donlick, guarded by Schaaf. Dribbles in, spins right. Shot no good. And Tanya Meyer pulls down the rebound. Tanya, 4 points, four rebounds here in the first few minutes of the second quarter. 23-16 Northwest lead. Right wing, McAndrews looks into Tanya. She'll hand it off now instead of Macy Williams. Williams gets a screen to her left from Tanya. Back to McAndrews. Up top to Macy. Now to Benson. Benson takes a couple dribbles. Turns around. Spins. Fires it back out to Tanya Meyer. She knocks down the three-pointer. We have a timeout coming here for Washburn. Ron McHenry needs a quick timeout as Northwest takes a 26-16 lead after that three-pointer for Tanya Meyer. We'll go ahead and take a timeout with them here. A 60-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest Missouri State alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at NationalInvestors.com.
Northwest up 26-16 here early in the second quarter. Everybody feeling good in Maryville. The band's playing Lady Gaga. John's loving it. A good night of basketball so far.
50% from the field now for Northwest. 7 of 14 and a 6 of those 7, if I'm looking at the totals right, are three-pointers. So they're knocking them down from outside, and it's paying off.
Live by the three, die by the three, I guess. Northwest up by 10, largest lead of the night. 8:08 to play here in the second quarter. Eric Lane drives all the way into the block. Turnaround jump shot. Rattles around the rim, and it's good. Lane's first points of the ball game. 26-18 now is the score. McAndrews between the circles. Guarded by Vargo, now goes right side for Macy Williams, looking in high post to Tanya Meyer, gives to Benson. She's guarded by, Meyer guarded by DeMosti and inside, now steps out. She'll take a three-pointer once again, knocks it down. Tanya Meyer's feeling it. 10 first-half points already. And she's guarded by Cindy DeMosti, a 6'3" center. And DeMosti doesn't want to step out and guard her, and so Tanya's going to take that three all day.
Well, surprised too. It looked like they were in a 2-3 zone that coming out of that timeout. Again, it's a team that's been red hot from three-point range. So I'm a little surprised they come out and apply a little more pressure.
Turnaround jumper there on the baseline by Erica Lane. She has back-to-back buckets on back-to-back possessions. 29-20 now is the Northwest lead with 7:05 to play in the quarter. McAndrews with the left side. Goes up between the circles to Macy Williams. High post now. Tanya Meyer kick out to Benson. Now McAndrews left wing. Now Meyer. Inside 10 on the shot clock. Macy Williams with it. Couple dribbles. Gets it out to McAndrews. McAndrews one step in. Now over to Macy Williams. Over to Meyer. She puts up a quick shot before the shot clock goes off. Off the mark. DeMostine pulls down the rebound. And she gets the head to Vargo. Empty possession there for the Bearcats. Now it's Lane with it. Left wing. Driving baseline. Cross court pass to Vargo, back up to Phelan. Phelan drives in now, splits the defenders, knocks down the jumper, plus the foul. Kind of put up the floater, was fading in. They look like Macy might have took the charge, but we have a blocking call on the floor. Or excuse me, a shot counts as well, so chance for a three-point play here for Phelan.
Macy just didn't get quite set long enough to try to force that charge, since in turn, going to turn around with the chance at a three-point trip down the floor for Washburn.
Now Schoff and Macy Williams will take a seat as Dentlinger checks back in, as well as Jasmine Howe. Free throw off the mark, so Northwest still up by 7. Meyer with it, high post, now left side for Jasmine Howe. Washburn sitting in this 2-3 right now. Northwest shot the ball well throughout the opening two quarters, and McAndrew's going to put up another 3, and she knocks it down. As Washburn starts to kind of guard the three-point line, the Bearcats just keep scooting back and keep hitting. McAndrews with 9. 5:50 to play in the half is a 10-point Northwest lead. Lane driving in to the right block. Tough little scoop shot. No good. Ball knocked out of bounds by Aubrey Benson. Washburn will inbound in front of the Northwest bench. Bearcats shooting 53% for the game. 57% beyond the arc. Not a bad stat here early on. Inbound comes into Phelan. She hands it back off to Lane. 12 on the shot clock. Drives into the left block. Working on a post move on Benson. And she tries to give it up to Vargo, but she drug that pivot foot in the travel here on Washburn. Ichabod's now turned over 3 times in the day.
Okay, the stats right now, Northwest has only taken and I think 3 shots that have not been from 3-point range in this game.
Jasmine Howe with it between the circles. Tries to get a pass over to the right wing to Benson. Tipped by Phelan, goes out of bounds. So Arbery will inbound right in front of the scorer's table. 5:20 to play in the first half. Howe between the circles. Now left side for McAndrews. She dribbles back up top. Bearcats do a little weave dribble there. Now pass over to Howe in the left wing. 2 on the shot clock. 1. Jasmine puts it up from way beyond the 3-point line. It was like a little runner, and they did not realize how much time was on the shot clock, and so Northwest will turn it back over to Washburn.
I think that 2-3 zone's done for Washburn's made it tough for Northwest to get the ball inside at all. So everything that Northwest has to take right now has been out on the perimeter, and they've taken advantage of that for the most part.
Demasi, a little turnaround jump hook is no good. Rebound comes down to Tanya Meyer. Tanya, 10 points, 5 rebounds so far. Pretty good first half to this point. McAndrews dribbles left wing, hands it off for Jasmine Howe. Now McAndrews inside. Tanya Meyer finds a little chink in the armor in that 2-3 zone on the baseline. Meyer can't hit, though. The rebound comes down to Lane. Erica Lane pushing it hard all the way. Kicks it out to Phelan. Phelan drives in. Spin move. Nice little jump, or a little floater in the lane. Kind of put some English on it. Couldn't quite get that one to fall in. The rebound comes down to Northwest. Still leading by 10. Benson inside to Tanya Meyer, goes up. She gets fouled from behind by Demostine. So Tanya Meyer will go to the free throw line. Chance to shoot a pair of free throws. Expand on this 10-point lead.
As a team, Northwest taking advantage of getting to the line. 6 of 8 right now.
Shooting well from 3-point land. Shooting well at the free throw line. And leading to a double-digit lead right now.
Now rebounding Washburn by 1.
Tanya's first free throw is good. Couple subs come in for Washburn. Kara Donnelly and Julie Raven check into the ballgame. Second free throw coming up here for Tanya Meyer. MIAA's leading scorer, 84% free throw shooter. She knocks it down. Inside 4 minutes to play here in the first half. 34-22 Northwest lead. Julie Raven with it. Left wing. Takes a couple dribbles. Now gives up to Donnelly, left side. Back up to Raven. Now right side for Charisma Alexander. Up to Donnelly. Gives it up to Vargo. She'll take a long three-pointer and she sinks it. Three-pointer there for Washburn. Makes it 34-25. 3:30 to play here in the first half. Jasmine Howe with it. Top of the key. Gives it up to Benson. Benson high post, Tanya Meyer. Meyer to McAndrews, open three-pointer. Good look, shot no good. Demasi nearly had the rebound. It comes down instead to Vargo. And Vargo comes back the other way. Gives it up to Alexander. Into the lane, a little spin, working on Dentlinger. Jump shot off the glass is good. Charisma Alexander, first points of the ballgame. Now a 7-point Northwest lead. Washburn cutting into it the last two possessions. Howe to Benson. Inside to Meyer. Work on Demosthen. Double team comes down. Bounce pass back out to Benson. Takes a dribble. Now high post for Dittlinger. She'll take a jumper from the elbow, and Maria Dittlinger knocks it down. She has her first points as Northwest back ahead by 9. Fargo right wing inside to Demosthen. Little turnaround jump hook, no good. The 6'3" senior can't get anything to fall over Tanya Meyer here in this first half. Benson pushes ahead to McAndrews. McAndrews thought about a quick three-pointer, gives it to Howe, now back to Benson. Tanya Meyer, a little jumper, high post, knocks it down. She might have made that shot more difficult than it had to be. Had an open shot from the elbow, but then as she caught the pass, took a step back and made it even tougher, but still knocked down the long two. 38-27 is the Northwest lead. Kayla Vargo with the top of the key, but first timeout on the floor for Ron McHenry and Washburn. Ichabod's being stunned early on by Northwest, leading this one 38-27, a minute 59 to play here in the first half. We'll go ahead, take a timeout, and return with the remainder of the first half. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
Inside 2 minutes to play here in the first half. The Bearcats an 11-point lead, and I don't think there's much more Coach Shield could ask for out of his team.
No, it's been a great start to this game. They've been focused from the opening tip. Played good defense, done a good job on the boards, only 4 turnovers out of the first half, and shooting 52% from the field and 53% from three-point range. Couldn't ask for anything better out of Northwest.
And Tanya Meyer has 14 first-half points. She, on the bench right now, looked like it might have been a little blood in her jersey, so they're working that out. She gets a drink while Wilhelmy checks back in. Also back in the ballgame for Washburn, Alexis Bowens, their leading scorer. She gets the ball in the post, goes up, gets fouled. So Bowens will go to the free throw line, chance to get her first bucket of the game. She had 22 points against Missouri West, an average of 11 per game, but a couple early fouls sent her to the bench. First free throw, too strong. And Meyer right back into the ballgame, checking in for Wilhelmy. Minute 48 to play here in the first half, Northwest up by 11. Second free throw for Alexis Bowens. It's good. 38-28. Northwest in front, going left to right here. We're wrapping up the first half. McAndrews, top of the key, now right side for Benson. One dribble back up to Jasmine Howe. Thought about a three-pointer, now left side for McAndrews. Up top to Benson, 10 on the shot clock. Arbery takes a dribble in, back out to Jasmine. Quick look for three, knocks it down. Jasmine Howe opened very briefly, but the quick release, and it hit. 41-28, the Northwest score. Bowens, though, on the other end. Quick entry pass in from Erica Lane. Lays it up. And Washburn back with an 11. Howe, left side, between the circles to McAndrews. One dribble, back left side to Howe. She'll take another quick three-pointer. This one well short. It'll trickle out of bounds. And it'll go back to Washburn. 55 seconds to play here in the opening half. Northwest up by 11. Turnovers have plagued the Bearcats throughout the year, but just 4 here so far in the first half. Aaron Donalick to Reagan Phelan. Now to Eric Lane. Lane back to Donalick. She'll take a three-pointer. No good. Dittlinger comes up, gets the rebound. We have a timeout on the floor here for Buck Shield. A 30-second timeout. Bearcats up 41-30, 36.8 seconds to play here in the opening half. And we talked about the Bearcats playing at a high level, and Coach Shield mentioned beforehand there are some really good post players for Washburn, but some foul trouble kind of took them out of the game early, and the Bearcats just cannot seem to miss from deep.
Yeah, the Cats take advantage of the fact that Washburn's got a couple players that have set some time in this first half. And again, when you look at Northwest offensively, 12 of 23 overall and 9 of 17 from three-point range, 8 of 10 at the free throw line offensively, doing everything you would ask. Right now, out rebounding this Washburn team by one. And as I mentioned, turnovers, just four for Northwest. Only three for Washburn this time. So both teams doing a good job taking care of the basketball. But just a great performance out of this Northwest team in the first half.
Inside 30 seconds left of the first half. Nick Andrews with it, right wing. Back up top to Benson. Couple dribbles to her left. Now goes back top of the key to Tanya Meyer. To McAndrews. Back to Meyer. Open look for three. That one well short. Rebound comes right down to McAndrews. She gets it back out to Jasmine Howe. Howe puts up the three-pointer. That one too strong. Rebound comes down to Phelan. 10 on the game clock. Phelan pushing it up the floor all the way in. Shot blocked by Aubrey Benson out of bounds. Phelan pushing up the floor trying to catch Northwest sleeping, but Aubrey Benson steps up and gets all ball and sends that one into the stands.
Good play defensively by Aubrey. She's put together a good half.
4.9 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. Erica Lane inbound to Phelan. Gets it. Puts up a quick layup. Good defense by McAndrews. Not much more you could do there. And that is how the first half will come to an end. The Bearcats play at a high level and played well. They are leading 41-32 as we enter the break. We'll go ahead and take a 90-second timeout and recap this first half. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore. The bookstore, located inside the J.W. Jones Student Union, is open Monday through Friday and offers Bearcat apparel for men, women, and children. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audio Visual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More at 660-853-2319.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Well, halftime, Northwest women's basketball leading Washburn 41-32. Bearcats 8-13 overall. Chance to grab that ninth win and fourth conference win of the year and a little better position for the MIAA tournament. And John, the way they're shooting right now, you couldn't ask for much more.
No, you couldn't. And again, I'm a bit surprised that Washburn stayed in that 2-3 zone where Northwest has been knocking down some threes. Might see them switch that up in the second half and get a little more pressure out on the perimeter. But one of the things they've done, they've really stopped the inside game and made it tough for Benson to drive to the bucket, which he's had a lot of success with against other teams. But Cats taking advantage of having some looks out on the perimeter and making the most of it.
41-32 is our score here at halftime. The Bearcats leading Washburn. We'll take a break, and when we return, we'll talk with the associate head coach for the men's basketball team, Austin Meyer, as they go with a chance to clinch an MIAA championship for the fourth straight year. That's coming up after the break. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Barnes Baker in Trenton and Chillicothe. With their full line of Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC cars and trucks, the professionals at Barnes Baker in Chillicothe have been serving their customers' automotive needs for 82 years. Learn more at barnesbaker.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarryvilleHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main Street across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy, or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest alumnus and Farmers Insurance agent Kevin Hornick, providing insurance coverage packages to Bearcat fans for home, auto, health, life, and more. More information is available at bluespringsinsurance.com.
Northwest Missouri State women's basketball leading Washburn 41-32 here at halftime. Coming up after this one, the number one team in the nation, Northwest Missouri State men's basketball, taking on the Washburn Ichabods. Associate head coach Austin Meyer now joining us. Just as the Carson's Hot Wing Eating Challenge gets going at midcourt, Austin, I feel like you could win this if you're out there.
Yeah, how do I get out of this interview right now?
You know, the funny part is I talked to Buck before the game, like, you guys played great first half. You should go out there and try it. He's like, I'll do that. Of course, he probably has a few little coaching to do right now, but not diving in. But still, should make for a fun game. First 300 fans getting shirts, a hot wing eating contest, plus a chance to clinch the MIAA title.
Yeah, I hope it's a big crowd today. You know, I don't even know what this place really holds, but it'd be fun to kind of find out.
Yes.
And have a great atmosphere here. You know, our guys deserve it. They've worked extremely hard, and there's nothing better than playing in front of a packed house for a conference championship, and those are the things, you know, they're going to remember forever.
How does this game feel different for the players when you're trying to keep the same focus, keep the way they're playing game in and game out, but you know there's a little more at stake?
Yeah, I think... you know, we talked about motivating them from game to game, whether it be revenge. You know, we talked about Washburn's the last team to beat us at home. Obviously, like you said, you know, a chance to play for a conference title. That should be some added motivation. So I think it only helps us. Just it's another thing to motivate us as we move forward. You know, we obviously every time we sit up here and talk about the process and every day, and which we've been really good at. But sometimes that's tough to not look past, you know, get bored with it. I don't, you know, sometimes it's the same thing over and over. We do the same thing in practices. But they've done a good job of bringing energy and getting after it, continuing to get better.
When you look at these two men's basketball teams and the benches, it's a little bit different because you kind of see old school and how that's worked out. Bob Chipman over 800 career wins, and it kind of feels like you have new school with yourself and Coach McComb and Coach Peterson and a lot of young guys that feel like they're just getting their start, but so much success over the past few years. What's that like going up against a legend like Bob Chipman and just kind of going forward?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. You know, there's been some, we think back to some games over the years, even back when Coach Tapp was here and when we played. I mean, there were some battles, and he's obviously a great coach. He's been there for a long time, and it's going to be fun one last time here at Bearcat Arena.
They're a team that averages close to 80 points per ball game, but obviously the way you guys play defense, it doesn't seem to matter. Holding Emporia State to just 43 the other night, just ridiculous numbers. Are the guys turning up a little bit now late in the season defensively?
I hope so. You know, I hope we keep getting better. But, we did a great job on Wednesday night of just guarding the ball, chopping our feet, being in gaps like we talk about. And it's going to be really important today. You know, they're really good in transition, and they're really, really good on the offensive glass. And that's traditionally what's been one of their strengths. And so we're going to have to do a great job getting back, getting our defense set, guard the ball like we did the other night, because they're a team that they'll run some dribble drive stuff, some ball screen stuff. So we'll have to guard the ball. And then defensive rebounding is going to be huge for us today. You know, Brady Skeens, their five-man, very good player. He's averaging a double-double. Leads the team in rebounds by a lot. He's got 80 rebounds on the year, I believe, and he has a lot of tip outs and keeps possessions alive that maybe doesn't even get statted as an offensive rebound. So I think even stats is not necessarily how good of an offensive rebounder he is.
Probably one of those games where maybe a spotlight on Brett Dorden having to play well. I feel like he's kind of the forgotten man at times. People look at what some of these other guys can do, hitting threes or the way Chris or Justin, some of these guys play, but Brett's just solid bread every night.
Yeah, he is. You know, we rely on him to play good defense, to rebound, block out. Obviously, he's not a 6'11", 7-foot, you know, presence in the paint, but, you know, he's physical. He's very, very intelligent defensively, and then offensively as well to give us production in the paint, you know, whether it's his face-up game or catching it deep or offensive rebound and scoring. And then, talked before, just he's a great screener. You know, he's so pivotal to Justin and our offense, and I think, like you said, a lot of times that stuff gets overlooked. You know, everybody sees Justin, which Justin's great, but, I mean, Brett is a huge part of the success of our offense.
Austin, appreciate your time. We'll catch you after the ball game.
All right, thanks, Matt.
It's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State men's basketball associate head coach, taking on Washburn after this women's ball game here at Bearcat Arena right around 3:30, and a chance to clinch a fourth consecutive MIAA championship. Should be a lot of fun. We're at the half for the women's game. It's a 9-point Northwest Missouri State lead trying to snap an 8-game skid against Washburn. We're going to take a break, return with halftime totals. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, and shipping services for UPS and FedEx. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More information is available at 562-4657. And from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House, Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org. Support also comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com. Also from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville, Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. More at MarylandVilleSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers custom fits patients with diabetic and orthopedic shoes as well as mastectomy supplies. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. And from American Family agent Rob Sparks in Maryville. In addition to life, auto, home, and renter's insurance, Rob, Carrie, and Selena also provide coverage for farms, ranches, and commercial property. More on Facebook at Rob Sparks American Family. Support also comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Let's get it, baby. Let's get it.
I like the hit, man. They all fall the same way. I ain't scared of nobody out here.
The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln.
Well, huge crowd filing in here for the women's basketball game. Also, number one Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team coming up against Washburn here after the conclusion of this women's game. Bearcats up 41-32 at halftime over Washburn. The Ichabods 15-8 overall, 8-6 in the MIAA. They've already locked up their spot in the MIAA tournament. Bearcats trying to get in better position for their spot in the MIAA tournament if they can pull out a win here this afternoon. Northwest 8-13 overall, 3-11 in the MIAA. And coming off a loss to Emporia State, the 11th ranked team in the nation, an 86-48 loss to the Hornets. Kind of a disheartening loss, a little bit demoralizing, but head coach Buck Shields' team has responded in a big way here in the first half and hopefully throughout the third and fourth quarters as well. But a 41-32 Northwest lead right now. Taking a look at the numbers, the Bearcats led by Tanya Meyer. She has 14 points on 4 of 8 shooting. That includes a pair of three-pointers and being 4 of 4 from the free throw line. Meyer also 7 rebounds right now, so she is 3 rebounds away from another double-double for her. Jasmine Howe also 11 first-half points. She's 3 of 6 from three-point land. Also knocked down a pair of free throws in that first half as well. 9 points coming from Mallory McAndrews off the bench, the St. Joseph, Missouri native. 3 of 6 from three-point land. Also pulled down a rebound, dished an assist. She has 9 there at the end of the first half. 4 points also coming from Aubrey Benson. Aubrey 1 of 3 from the field, but she has dished 6 assists. And as Washburn's in that 2-3 zone trying to take away the drive and take away Tanya inside, not exactly easy for Aubrey to get going downhill and get to the rim like she's used to, but she's still finding a way to contribute with 6 assists there in that first half. Also, 2 points coming from Maria Dittlinger and 1 point there from Macy Williams to round out the Northwest scoring. Bearcats 48% shooting from the field, 47.4 from three-point range, and 80% from the free throw line. Bearcats also even in the rebounds department with Washburn, 17 apiece. John talked a lot about that here in the early goings of how important that would be to hold up their end of the bargain rebounding and limit them, especially on the offensive boards, and the Bearcats have done that here throughout the first half. On the other side for Washburn, they're led by Reagan Phelan, the freshman point guard, 12 points on 4 of 10 shooting. She also has 2 rebounds there in that first half. And early goings, she was kind of the one starting the engine up for Washburn. They looked a little bit sluggish, but Phelan able to get out there, hit some big shots, so she has 12 first half points. Also, Erin Donnellick, she has 6 points. She is second in scoring right now for Washburn here in the first half. 4 points coming from Erica Lane. Also, 3 points from Alexis Bowens, 3 points from Michaela Vargo, and 2 points from Charisma Alexander. Now, Bearcats only allowing 3 points for Alexis Bowens, who's been a very good basketball player for Washburn. Their leading scorer had 22 points the other night in St. Joseph against Missouri Western, but early foul trouble. The Bearcats doing a good job of limiting her there in the first half. Overall, Washburn shooting 37% from the field and 44% from beyond the arc. Bearcats also getting outscored 10-2 in the paint, but way they're shooting from three-point range, it was very impressive, and the Bearcats continue to shoot like that. They're going to be very hard to beat down the stretch. Right now, though, it is a 41-32 lead at halftime. Both teams going through warm-ups. We're getting set for the third quarter of action. We'll go ahead and take a break and return with the third period. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Houston Polytank in Hopkins, Missouri. Houston Polytank's plastic tanks provide storage solutions for the food, chemical, ag, and mining industries. More information about the company's products is at HoustonPolytank.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. Right Bank is right at your fingertips at NVB.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jerry Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Ellinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln.
Well, we are getting set for the second half of action. Northwest taking on Washburn. The Ichabods will start with the ball on the floor for the Bearcats. Macy Williams, Maria Dentlinger, Jasmine Howe, Tanya Meyer, and Aubrey Benson. For Washburn, it is Donalick, Phelan, Bowens, Bowen, and Lane. Right now it's Donalick top of the key, guarded by Dentlinger, gives off to Lane, now right side for Phelan, looking inside for Bowen, can't find her, she dribbles back up, and now gives it to Lane, right wing. Now inside to Alexis Bowens, goes up, couple dribbles, shot over Tanya Meyer, banks it in. Washburn points on their first trip down the floor to start the third quarter. Alexis Bowens averaging 11.6 points per game, she has 5 so far in this one after knocking down that bucket. Jasmine Howe with it, left wing for Northwest. Top of the key to Benson, inside to Tanya Meyer, back out to Macy Williams. Still this 2-3 zone for Washburn. High post now for Dittlinger. Bounce pass to Macy Williams. She'll take a three. It's blocked, though. Blocked out of bounds by Jerrion Bowen. Williams opened briefly, but Bowen recovered quickly to that right wing position and knocked it out of bounds. So 7 on the shot clock for Northwest. Ball comes into Benson, right back to Jasmine Howe. Looked like she got fouled. No call. Macy Williams with it, trying to get the shot up. Now to Howe. Jasmine puts it up, but a shot clock violation before she can get the shot up. The head coach, Buck Shield, very fired up on the sideline. Let them know before the pass came in, hey, only 7 seconds on the shot clock. You got to be quick. Find a way to get anything going. Bearcats good. And if they go cold from outside, that could wreak some trouble for Northwest down the stretch, since they really did not have too much of an inside presence the way that Washburn was packing in that 2-3. Alexis Bowens, again, going up against Tanya Meyer. Little jump hook, left hand, no good. Tanya pulls down the rebound. She's up to 14 points, 8 rebounds in the ball game, so one step closer to that double-double. Northwest up 41-34. 8:40 to play here in the third quarter. Dentlinger between the circles to Benson. Scans the court, now goes right side to Macy Williams, into the corner to Tanya Meyer. Trap comes down, now tries to go cross-court pass to Benson, picked off by Erica Lane. She'll take it all the way in, layup, good. Easy pick and take all the way back to the basket for Erica Lane there, makes it 41-36. Northwest hanging on to a 5-point lead now. High post, Tanya Meyer tries to get it to the short corner to Dentlinger. Now back between the circles to Macy Williams, into the corner to Jasmine Howe. Bearcats having a hard time getting a good look. Dittlinger high post, back out to Jasmine. She'll drive. Gets it short corner, knocks down the jumper. Bearcats needed that one, as there were not a lot of offensive flow here as things got going in the third quarter. 43-36 is the lead, though. Phelan with it, top of the key. Couple dribbles in now, right wing. goes inside for Alexis Bowen. She takes a couple dribbles, goes up, shot no good. The ball tipped out to Macy Williams. Bowens isn't being shy about it. Knows she has to get in the scorebook a little bit more, but good defense by Tanya Meyer, not allowing that to happen. Then a turnover on Aubrey Benson. She crosses midcourt, carries it. Pretty easy call there for the officials and head coach Buck Shield. Fired up. He wants a timeout, and he will go ahead and take this one. We'll take this timeout with them, a 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Joe Harley-Davidson at exit 44 on I-29. St. Joe Harley will be hosting Smokin' Saturday Tunes February 18th. The event features a dartboard tournament, food, drinks, and live music from Phil Vandal. More at stjoeharleydavidson.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors camping facilities for tents and RVs, as well as lakeside cabin rentals. More information on camping and lodging is at MazingoLake.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from King City Lumber. Their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about planning, design, and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Houston Polytank in Hopkins, Missouri. Houston Polytank's plastic tanks provide storage solutions for the food, chemical, ag, and mining industries. More information about the company's products is at HoustonPolytank.com.
Out of the timeout, Alexis Bowens working on Tanya Meyer gets the bucket plus the foul. 5-point lead now for Northwest. It was up to 11, but Washburn has cut into it in a big way here, and another free throw coming for Alexis Bowens.
Seeing a Washburn and women's team that's coming out with more intensity here in the second half than what they showed in the first half, and it's playing off for them, getting some good looks inside and making Northwest work a little bit more on deep when Northwest has the basketball.
Now two personal fouls on Tanya Meyer, so she checks out for Carly Wilhelmy. The free throw from Alexis there is good. It's 43-39 Northwest with the lead. Benson with it, goes left wing to Macy Williams. Now right side for Benson, into the corner for Jasmine Howe. Has Dittlinger high post, instead she goes to Williams, right back to Jasmine, right back to Macy Williams. Little pump fake inside, now around to the left corner to Carly Wilhelmy, 10 on the shot clock. Benson to Williams, couple dribbles to the corner to Wilhelmy, 5 on the shot clock, now inside to Carly Wilhelmy, takes a dribble off of a Washburn foot, Erik Lane scoops it up, pushes it back to the way for the Ichabods. Lane gives it up to Bowen, up top to Donnellick, one dribble in, now hands it right back up to Bowen, right side for Reagan Phelan. Phelan back to Jerry and Bowen, inside to Alexis Bowen, she goes up, foul, plus the bucket. Quick move, got inside Carly Wilhelmy, and Carly gave her a bump from behind. Free throw coming up for Alexis Bowens. Northwest lead down to just two now. And despite a couple fouls for Tanya Meyer, and she's checked into the ball game, there's a third foul on Carly Wilhelmy, so Tanya checks back in for Carly.
Really need to have Tanya out there.
And Bowens hits the free throw. She's reached her season average of 11 points per game. 43-42 is the Northwest lead. McAndrews with it left side between the circles. Now right side for Benson. Back to McAndrews to Howe on the left wing. Coach Shield barking out signals from the sideline. Jasmine drives in. Bucket plus the foul. She had a little bit of an angle there. Went baseline. Got bumped as she went up and laid it in.
Seeing Washburn try to overplay the perimeter just a little bit. Make Northwest work harder to get those three-point shots off. That time Jasmine was able to make that drive to the bucket and get to the free throw line.
Jasmine has 15 points, now 16 after the free throw. And she's been a player at times, too. Whenever Northwest needs a bucket, she's come through with some big shots, some big drives. She did it there, so the Bearcat lead back to four, but right back inside to Alexis Bowens, and she lays it up once again. Alexis Bowens with 10 of her 13 points coming in the first 4 minutes of the third quarter. The Gators top of the key. Now Benson left side. Couple dribbles in. Kick out. Jasmine Howe. Three-pointer. Around the rim. No good. Donnellick tips it right over to Phelan. Phelan pushing up the floor for Washburn. Ahead to Bowens. Nice pass goes up for a layup, but she walked with it. Reagan Phelan threading the needle there, but Washburn turns it over.
And fortunately, a turnover out of that. But this is where Washburn can be very effective. When they get that transition game going off of a missed shot and a defensive rebound, get the fast break going, that would have resulted in an easy layup without the travel. But fortunately, a turnover gives it back to Northwest.
Short point on the baseline. Maria Dentlinger knocks down a jump shot, makes it a 48-44 Northwest lead. Just 4 points in the game for Maria, but that was a big one. And once again, Erica Lane inside to Alexis Bowens, and she is starting to have her way in this ballgame. The 6'2" senior out of Derby, Kansas. McAndrews, right side now for Jasmine Howe in the corner. Howe back up top to Benson. The ball picked off by Reagan Phelan. Phelan taking it in. Layup, good. Trying to get that ball around to McAndrews, but as the ball works around to the wing in the corner, Washburn's not sucking in with their guard play on this 2-3 zone.